Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our first reading from Acts 1, and we will be focusing specifically on verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Well, one more time. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Yes, we are still celebrating Easter even up to this Sunday. And we have been going through these readings from the book of Acts here and looking at the truth that the resurrection brings and how it affects the lives of the apostles and also affects our lives as well. And so today on Ascension Sunday, we're going to be unpacking this beginning of the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1. But we're going to be focusing on the resurrection truth that God's plan is clear. Now, speaking of plans, this coronavirus, this COVID-19 has certainly affected all kinds of plans everywhere, right? I mean, just, it's incredible just how many plans have been disrupted by all this. I mean, I knew a ministry leader that he was planning to marry his bride during this pandemic. And beforehand, he had planned to have this huge wedding with lots of people, and it was going to have this big indoor reception. But his plans changed, and he got married. That's good. But he got married in a private ceremony with no more than 10 people outside. Yeah, and birthdays. There's been a lot of birthdays that have happened during this pandemic and stay-at-home order. And I'm sure before, many people were planning, we're going to have a big celebration. The kids, we're going to have cake and ice cream and presents, all my friends over, and we're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. But plans changed. It became a new tradition to do a birthday parade, rain or shine, to decorate your car, to go by the house, honk horns, wave, but then you had to move on, and that was your birthday celebration. I'm sure many people had vacations planned, travel planned, but those plans got changed. You had to cancel travel plans, you had to cancel reservations, and maybe you didn't even get a refund. But it doesn't just have to be big plans like that. Maybe you just plan to go grocery shopping, but now your plans have changed. You got to make sure you got to wear your mask. You got to maybe have gloves, bring hand sanitizer, and you got to prepare to be in there with less people, so you might have to wait. Maybe you just plan to, I just want to go out to eat. You know, I want to go get something to eat. But those plans were affected. You're going to go get something to eat, but it's going to be curbside pickup, and then you get to go take it home. Even here in the church, our plans that we made got disrupted. We were planning a great resurrection celebration on Easter Sunday. We're going to have Easter breakfast as normal, but those plans got changed. And we had Easter services online. And next Sunday, we were planning on having the rite of confirmation for our confirmands. It was going to be a great celebration as these young confirmands were going to confess their faith before the church and before God. Those plans have changed. It's not going to happen next week. Prayerfully, it will happen sometime in the future. But even as all these plans have changed, did you notice that new plans were being made? New plans are being made right now for reopening the nation, reopening the economy. But we got to make sure that we are able to adhere to local guidelines. And maybe plans are being made to travel, but once you get to your destination, what's your plans there? Maybe you have to wear a mask wherever you're going. Maybe you're going to have to wait to get into certain things. New plans are being made. And yes, even here in the church, right here at St. John's, we are definitely making new plans to once again hold in-person worship and in-person communion and get back to things. Plans have changed, new plans are being made. But the thing is, are the plans clear enough for everyone to follow? Are the plans clear enough so that we don't end up back where we were? Well, in our text this morning, Jesus actually gives a new plan to his apostles. He says, while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. You see, before that, the apostles, they weren't even sure if there was a plan or what the plan was. I mean, Jesus had risen from the dead, hallelujah. He had shown that he was alive, provided many proofs to them. And then he kept teaching to them about the kingdom of God, the rule and reign of God through him, the risen Christ. But after 40 days, I'm sure the apostles were thinking, well, is this going to just keep going on? Is anything else going to change? What's the plan here? And so Jesus laid out the plan. Stay in Jerusalem, wait for the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit poured out. But even as he gave them this new plan, the apostles, they were not very clear on what that plan was. And it's reflected in their response to this plan. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? You see, they knew that with the coming Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God would come with it. They knew that. But yet, they were unclear about what plan Jesus had, and so they were filling in the gaps with their own plans. And you can see it reflected in the language that they use here. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom? That word restore indicates that they were looking for a political kingdom, a territorial kingdom, a kingdom just like the other kingdoms of the world, where they hopefully would be able to enjoy those positions of power and status. And then they also said, will you restore the kingdom to Israel? They had in mind a national kingdom, one nation. And that was going to be it. That's what the kingdom of God was going to comprise. But then they also said, Lord, will you at this time, they expected that this kingdom would be established like that, instantly. They were unclear about the plan Jesus had, so Jesus had to make his plan very clear. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You see, Jesus was saying to them, the power that you're going to receive is going to be divine power, not human power or any kind of human working here. This is going to be a divine power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And this kingdom that I'm establishing here, it's going to be international in character. It's not just going to be one nation. It's going to start in Jerusalem, but then it's going to spread out to all kinds of people. Of every tribe, every nation, every language, every tongue. And He said that this kingdom is going to expand over time and space. It's not just going to happen in an instant and there's the kingdom of God. It's going to seep into every crack and crevice of this world. And so Jesus is saying, you know, after I ascend and when I pour out the Holy Spirit and until I come again, stick to the clear plan. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Maybe you've heard the legend of the ascension of Jesus, that after Jesus ascended into heaven, he was greeted by the angel Gabriel. And Gabriel was shocked at what his creator had become. Yes, he was risen from the dead and was fully using his divine powers, but he still clearly bore in his flesh the marks of crucifixion and torture that he had received while on earth. Wow, Jesus, it must have been really hard for you down there. And Jesus said, oh, it was, but I did it willingly. I love them so much that I went to the cross for them and I rose from the dead to give them eternal life. Isn't that awesome? And Gabriel said, yeah, but I'm a little concerned. You're up here now. How is the rest of the world going to know about your love for them? And Jesus just simply responded, well, the plan is I told Peter and James and John and the rest of the apostles to go and tell others about my love for them. And after they've received that, they're going to go and tell others until it just keeps going and spreading on and on and on. And Gabriel nodded and said, okay, but what if they don't do that? What if they say, no, I'm not going to share the good news? What if they make other plans? What if these people that you have entrusted this message with, what if they just don't do it? How are people going to know? How are people going to know centuries later? Certainly, Jesus, you must have other plans. And Jesus just simply shrugged and said, I have no other plans. But then he smiled at Gabriel, gave him a little wink, and he said, and I don't need any other plans. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God's plan for you and for me is quite clear. You see, God has chosen you in the waters of holy baptism, chosen you by uniting you with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ through water and word, and he has chosen you to be his own children, his own disciples, his own followers, his own ambassadors. And God has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit, divine power. And why is he giving you this Holy Spirit? To trust in him, to live forever, but also to be his witnesses. Wherever Jesus sends you, to whoever Jesus sends you. This is God's plan for you and for me, his chosen people. But what are we witnesses of? What are we supposed to be doing here? Well, it's clear, isn't it? We are witnesses of God's plan of salvation through Jesus Christ, given to everyone. This is the clear plan that Jesus laid out for his disciples that night. When he opened up the scriptures to them and he said, this is what was written about me, that the Christ should suffer and be killed and on the third day rise again, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached to everyone. This is the clear plan of salvation for everyone. And this is the clear plan of salvation that you get to give to others. Yes, you get to share the very kingdom of God, the rule and reign of a gracious God who gives Jesus for your sin, for my sin, for everyone's sins, to save them from it. You get to share the wonderful message, the good news of the crucified and risen and ascended Jesus who did all of this for them and for their salvation. And through the power of the Holy Spirit alone, their relationship with the Father is restored. They get to live in the kingdom of Jesus and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. They get to become part of the true Israel of God through faith in Jesus Christ. This is the truth of God's clear plan for you and for me. And that is itself good news. Just simply because this truth brings clarity to your life and my life, whatever your plans may be. I know around this time of year, there are many graduations going on. Many young men and women that are graduating from high school, graduating from college, and they've made plans. They've made plans after graduation. And maybe a high school graduate has made plan to go to a certain college and to study a certain subject. But whatever plans they have to go to school and study, they trust that they are chosen by God to be his witnesses. And then after college, maybe a college graduate has plans to go into a certain career, to work in a certain field or a certain place. But whatever their plans are, however they're going to work, they know that they go into that career field with the power of the Holy Spirit to witness to the good news of Jesus Christ. Maybe we make other plans. Maybe you plan to get married or stay single. Maybe you plan to have kids or not have kids. Maybe you plan to retire or keep working. But in every single one of those plans, you are witnesses wherever the Lord sends you. And it doesn't have to be big plans like that. Maybe you just simply plan to go for a walk. Maybe you simply plan to just go to the grocery store. Maybe you just simply plan to just have a nice evening sitting in the living room with your family. But whatever those plans are, in every single instance, you are chosen by God with the power of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses of Jesus Christ and his love. Your plans may be clear, or maybe they are unclear. Maybe your plans will actually happen, or maybe they won't happen. But whatever plans you make, the truth is, Jesus sends you with his Holy Spirit to be witnesses, to share good news of his love for everyone. And this is true whether we are in a pandemic or not, whether we are ordered to stay at home or whether we are free to go anywhere we want, whether we are just getting back to normal or we're having to live a new normal. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the truth is, until the ascended Jesus Christ returns in the same way he ascended, you are witnesses sent out to share God's plan of salvation with whomever Jesus sends you to. And so that is the joy and the blessing that Christ is risen. Christ is ascended, and Christ is coming again. Alleluia. Amen.